This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The lotto. Lots to talk about, by the way. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, but I want to cover the lotto. Largest lotto ever. Single winner. Instant billionaire. And that instant billionaire got a real dose of reality. Lotto reality. Oh, my gosh. We got the story for you. 844-551-8255. KJRadio.com. We'd love to hear from you. Are you the lotto winner? If so, hook us up. Man, what would you do? An instant billionaire. An instant billionaire. 1.5 something billion dollars. Look, I say something as if it's no big deal. 1.5 something, like 1.53 billion dollars. What's $30 million, you know, among friends, huh? No, 1.5 million. So $850,000 just floating out there in the wind. Hey, no big deal, Kev. Is that right? Yeah, so it'd be $585 million. No, $85 million. Whew, that's more than a rounding error, isn't it? Boy, what a lot of money. Look, I don't even play. I had no shot. For those of you saying, Kevin, you could fix the radio situation by playing the lotto. No, I can't, because I don't play. I'm dependent upon I throw myself on the mercy of the audience. I don't play the lotto. But what would you do if you won $1.85 billion? Before you answer, let me let you hear what another guy said he would do.
Do you know your chances of winning?
Slim to none.
Slim to none, you're right. Let me tell you, it's 1 out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though, am I right? Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
That's funny. Welcome back. A bunch of hookers and cocaine. He didn't even think. This dude, young kind of Hispanic dude, he was like, hookers and cocaine. He's like, I don't care about my future as a president. Which, by the way, if he runs as a Democrat, he could easily get elected with that answer. He could run that as his clip. Hookers and cocaine for everybody. I'm with Ocasio-Cortez. Wow, what an honest answer, though, huh? Hookers and cocaine. What would you do if you won the $1.585 billion mega lottery by yourself? Oh, yeah, I went Southern. I went ethnic. By yourself. Powerball. Oh, no, I take that back. So this one was $1.85 billion, but the largest jackpot in history was this one was $1.5 billion. But the largest one is $1.585 billion. I'll get it out. It was on January 13, 2016, but it was split between three buyers and three states. California winners didn't come forward until 6 months later. Wow. Can you imagine? I don't know if they would hold up your winnings until the other people came forward. Or I guess if all of them win, here's what they do. Because this is a racket, people. So if they had all these winners, three different buyers. So each of these buyers gets like $500 million, give or take. Right? And if the winners in California don't come forward, you don't get it. You don't get it all as a winner. They then disperse the money back to the states. This lotto is such a ripoff. So this person, they don't say who it is, because this person gets to remain anonymous in South Carolina. They say this person, largest single payout in U.S. history, remaining anonymous, submitted the claim for the second largest lottery in history of $1.5 billion. And here's what they're going to get. They're going to get $878 million. So of a $1.5 billion payday, they're losing over six. Well, to give you the actual number, they're losing $622 million. If that doesn't smell of ripoff, I mean, can you imagine? Okay, let's just look at, I've done this math before. So whatever they collect in these lottos, they effectively collect almost double. I know they tell you, oh, it's a $1.5 billion mega lottery, but it's bigger than that. And then they go, here's the payoff after we've paid all our expenses and taken our piece off the top. Then they say to the person, now here's your money. If you want it in advance, then we're going to take this to $622 million. Now, for those of you who want to take the Ocasio-Cortez School of Economics, that's a crap load of money to have to give to the government. Let me ask you, what do you think one person is going to do to that where they have to pay $622 million? Now, if you go, well, Kevin, it's only fair, you know, because, you know, it was money they didn't really earn necessarily. You can give me 50 million excuses as to why, but I'm just telling you, why isn't there a cap on how much taxes you should have to pay? I get it. I get we all need to pay our quote fair share, and millionaires and billionaires need to pay a little more. I have no problem with that as a concept, but when you get it all put into one bucket, because let's face it, this wasn't Warren Buffett playing the lottery. This is some, you know, person that needed the money, probably played the lotto all their lives. But when you get the one thing where you can look at where you get hit, and this person is going to take $878 million, which is a lot of coin, and then pay $622 million so that, you know, we can feel better about ourselves. You think about it. You go, wow, that's a lot of money. What could you do with $622 million? You could do a lot of work, but the government's going to take it and they're going to squander it. They're going to give it to Pookie and, you know, some girl that likes to have babies by 15 different dudes. That's what they're going to do with it. That's what bugs me about it. Anyway, the winner came from South Carolina. Congratulations, South Carolina. Remarkable prize. Do you know that the guy where I thought they got a percentage of the win? This is what I thought. The store that where this was the ticket was sold, they get $50,000. That's it. 50 grand. Man, I thought they got like 3% or something like that. Can you imagine the payday? Anyway, you got a great payday because you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Catherine, thank you very much.
Are you going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax. You can learn about that as you grow older. It's a political hoax. There's no collusion. There's no anything. Folks, go and meet up.
President doesn't seem too worried about this political witch hunt, this lotto, if you will, that the left continues to go on. They believe that they have... First of all, let me just explain this so we're all clear. The left knows they have nothing on Trump. They know it. The only hope they have is to keep the specter of Donald Trump having done something wrong out there. And it's over. It's over. The Mueller report, they know what's in the Mueller report. If they didn't know what was in the Mueller report, then they would be demanding that it comes out. They don't care that it comes out. They pretend, oh, if the Mueller report comes out, there's going to be, that doesn't mean it's over. They know it's over. Lotto. And they're hoping that they can cast this wide net and get something on people that's going to make them turn, some sort of evidence on Donald Trump. It's ridiculous. But they continue to believe that's going to happen. 844-551-8255. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. It's fun to watch these clowns. That's what they are. They're clowning. And what's sad about it is we are watching them do this. And their own people should be pushing back. Democrats should be pushing back on Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff, saying, look, you guys have nothing on this man. Why don't you let him run the country? I'll put it to you this way. If Barack Obama were as effective as Donald Trump and we were pushing for this nonsense, I would be saying to Republicans, as much as I don't like his ideology or thought I didn't, we need to leave this guy alone. He's being effective. I know it's hard to believe because, you know, we sometimes can seem very dogmatic about things when it comes to, our dislike of Obama's policies. We disliked Obama's policies because they were, quite frankly, stupid. However, if they had worked, if for some reason it blew our minds and Barack Obama turned out to be effective, there is not a given what's happened to everybody, what's happened so far with everybody, everything that's happened, you know, in the country under Trump, I would be singing this man's praises. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'd be singing the dude's praises. I would be backing people. I would be eating crow and finally getting used to winning, as Donald Trump said. I would go, look, Barack Obama said the new norm was 2%, but he's got the GDP at 4. He said the new norm was manufacturing wasn't going to come back, but he brought it back. His policies brought it back. He's got the economy booming. He's not loaning money to the Treasury, you know, or printing fake money. He's actually got money coming in more than ever before. His foreign policy with North Korea has been amazing. His trade policy with China is going to bring back trillions, quite frankly. His trade policy with the EU has everybody on notice. His ability to deal with what have we heard of Russia in a while? What have we heard of them? Not much, right? North Korea denuclearizing, making friends with this their brother or sister's country, whatever you want to call it, South Korea. I could go on. He's dealing with opioid. He's dealing with fentanyl. He's dealing with the military and their, you know, what's going on with the first responders in New York and on and on. I would say to my fellow Republicans, look, guys, we may not have liked his policies. We may not have liked his approach, but his approach is making this country better. Back off. Leave the black man alone. And I'm telling you, black folks would have had bragging rights. Unless you're a brain dead moron, and there are lots of them on the left, you can't look at what Obama did and feel a source of pride. But if he had done what Trump did, I'd be Van Jones. By the way, I saw Van Jones the other day. He was at CPAC. I would be the Van Jones of him. I would be going out there going, man, look, I don't care what anybody said. I don't care what I said pre-election. This dude is a rock star. He lived up to the hype. Wow. And you know what would be happening around the world? People would be looking at Barack Obama going, man, this dude was something special. Now, he's a nobody. The only people who give a crap about Barack Obama the very few people that continue to adore him. Nobody else cares about Barack Obama. The media is still on this thing of, he's so wonderful, and look at Michelle. When they know for a fact that only in certain circles do anybody give a crap about either of those two. Or does anybody? Should it have been does anybody instead of do anybody?
Do anybody.
Yeah. I can get ethnic. Anyway, nobody cares. But what do we have now? We have a media. We have a Democrat, a leftist system that still wants to raise up the Obamas and attack Donald Trump. And that's what we have right now. We have Donald Trump under attack. Democrats want to hit the lotto, announce a new abuse of power, 81 separate document requests to people and organizations. I wouldn't give them one single document. Subpoena me. Donald Trump Jr., they want him back. Eric Trump. They got Michael Cohen already. Roger Stone awaiting trial, and the Democrats are still wanting more. And we know what this is. Trump called it a political hoax because that's what it is. Here's what they said about this. Recipients aren't yet obligated to provide anything to Congress, but the powerful Judiciary Committee has subpoena power. You know what I would do? I would not show up, and then I would pull the Eric Holder card and say, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, didn't show up to his subpoena before Congress. What are you going to do to me, Jerry Nadler? We have to start fighting back in the court of public opinion and saying, I'm not giving, I don't owe these people anything. They've been on a witch hunt. They already, it's a, the special counsel's report, which is, I don't know when it's going to come out, probably when your great-great-great-grandchildren graduate in the year 2097, but it's not coming out because they don't want it out. There's nothing in it. What an embarrassment. You know what's worse? The biggest embarrassment is being a leftist. The biggest embarrassment is just being a member of the Democratic Party and watching these people do something to a man who's working his butt off, losing money in order to make this country great again. And they, oh, we're going to get him, Maxine Waters. We're going to impeach him. For what? For helping black folks? It tells you exactly, it tells you everything you need to know about Democrats. Look, do I need to tell you that Latinos are doing better, blacks are doing better, women are doing better, Guatemalan midgets are doing better, everybody's doing better, LGBT's doing better, well, except for Jussie Smollett, but most of the LGBT and all these other people are doing better, including the Qs, the LGBTQs, they're all doing better. The country as a whole is doing better. America, Donald Trump is bringing people back from other countries, and the list goes on, but they still continue these witch hunts. Shame on yourselves, Democrats, and shame on the people that allow for this. If this were happening in the Republican Party, I would be so livid against them. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the U.S. Border Patrol says that more than 76,000 people tried to cross the southern border illegally in February alone, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen appears today at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
In recent years, we have seen the numbers of vulnerable populations, children and families, skyrocket. Over 60% of the current flow are family units and unaccompanied alien children, and 60% are non-Mexican.
warning that illegal immigration is spiraling out of control. Nielsen got into several heated debates with Democrats on that panel over family separations at the border and whether or not immigrant kids have been kept in cages. Authorities in Lee County, Alabama now say everyone who was unaccounted for after Sunday's tornadoes have been located. The death toll remains at 23. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We talked about this a while back, but in 2017, over 2 million jobs were created. In 2018, 2.8 million jobs were created. Those are Donald Trump's first 2 years in office. Barack Obama, by comparison, 2009, 4.9 million jobs lost. 2010, 900,000 jobs created for a net loss in the first 2 years of 4 million jobs for President Trump, a net gain of 4.8 million jobs. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's a staggering comparison of Trump versus Obama in every way. Leftists tout that more jobs were created in Obama's last year than Trump created in his first year. 2.2 million versus 2.1 million. But they left off the number of people who left welfare in Trump's first year in office. Here's what Investor Business Daily said. In the months since President Trump took office, the number of people collecting food stamps plunged by nearly 2 million. The same is true for welfare. Enrollment in the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program dropped 12% last year to reach 2.3 million. Better still, workers on Social Security disability insurance was down 8.6 million in March, a decline of more than 100,000 since 2017. Lowest level since February of 2012. So far this year, disability applications have averaged set 179,000 per month compared with more than 193,000 per month in 2016. The number of people dropping off disability is now up. So what that means is, and this is what people were doing, they were going from losing unemployment to declaring that they were disabled in order to keep their benefits going. That's what people did in the time of Obama. Now they're actually going to get jobs. CNN said this, President Trump became famous for saying you're fired. Now he wants to be known for saying you're hired. Trump appears to want at least 6 million Americans off of government aid and into full-time jobs. If you're on food stamps and able-bodied, we need you to work, said Mick Mulvaney, the White House budget director. They have a goal. I talked about this before. The White House has a goal that says we will get this many people off of welfare and to work. Not like Obama that says, you know what? Hey, if you're on welfare, that's what the system is for. That's what Valerie Jarrett said to a bunch of black folks when she says, here's what we gave you. We gave you more welfare. We gave you crack cocaine is now equal to coke, to regular cocaine, powder cocaine, and sentencing reform. That's the thing she says they gave the black folks. Donald Trump says, I have a goal. I want to take 6 million Americans off of government aid and get them work. That is a 12 million net. I want you to understand that. 6 million people stop taking whatever the number is. $20,000, $30,000 a year, $40,000 from you, the taxpayers, and start producing. 6 million people stop taking money and start producing. Think about that number. Do I have to do the math? If you were giving them 10 bucks a piece, it's 60 million, 100 bucks a piece, 600 million, 1,000 bucks a piece, 6 billion, 10,000 bucks a piece, $60 billion that we would no longer be paying with 6 million people off of welfare. If those 6 million people are putting $1,000 each into the economy, which they certainly would be, it's $6 billion. You think they'd be putting $10,000 into the economy? Probably. They would stop spending your money and start spending theirs. Do you understand the difference when you talk about the ideology of people looking at something as a pessimistic thing versus an optimistic thing? Trump says, optimistically, if I take 6 million people off, that could put billions of dollars back into the economy. It lessens the tax load on millions of Americans. Welfare to work is crucial to what Donald Trump says for his balancing the budget. They said it will get over $1 trillion in savings by scaling back this safety net. I don't know what those numbers come from, but that's what they're speculating. Liberals say it's cruel. Conservatives say it's overdue. Economists call it magical thinking sprinkled with some fairy dust. But you know what they also said? They told you President Trump needed a magic wand in order to make stuff happen. We're essentially at full employment. I just don't think we'll move more people from government role to jobs, says economist Doug Holtz Eakin, head of the American Action Forum, former advisor to John McCain's presidential campaign. That should tell you all you need to know right there. Let me tell you something about full employment. Full employment doesn't mean you're doing what you want to do. It doesn't mean that you're really contributing that much. In my opinion, I'm not talking about the definition by the pundits. Full employment to me is when people are doing the jobs they want to do when they find their passion for doing it. Is there any better time than now? Full employment, they say, is economic speak for the time when about everyone who can get a job already has one. The reality is America's had 5.7 million job openings for months. They're talking about, rocket scientist jobs. There are people that are working. I'll put it this way. I work. I work for myself. The government doesn't even really recognize me. I mean, being honest, but they don't. They don't see me as somebody doing what they want to do, giving employment to other people, etc. I really feel lost in the shuffle many times. But we will contribute, and we contribute in amazing ways. And I'm doing things that where it's my passion. Donald Trump says he's going to take the unemployed people, put them on the front door of companies seeking workers. And he's proven it. This isn't a temporary job thing right now. People can work wherever they want. Jobs are abundantly available. And more importantly, I hope people follow their passion and find the jobs that they want. But all of this spells bad news for the Democrats in the sense that these people are starting to get it. And I want you to understand the signs that you have to look for when you start looking at Democrats in this election, because there's so many people that want to run, and I want to get into that in just a bit. But what about the people who say, okay, I'm not running? There are signs that are out there that are telling you about what's going on in this political climate. And the first one is, and I told you this would happen, Hillary Clinton has declared she's not running. Yeah, Miss I Don't Feel No Ways Tired went down south into Alabama and started talking with her southern drawl again. And she decided she's not running. I guess she's going to help out those who need it in the campaign. Which, for the record, Bernie Sanders says, I don't need to talk to Clinton. I don't need to talk to her because I'm not going to use her as my advisor. Good for you, Bernie. Very smart. But here's what Clinton, she was pandering in a black church, and here's what she had to say.
We already had church this morning. Oh, my gosh. Another commonality that Rose and I have. Coming down.
in the early 1970s to go undercover to gather evidence about a white segregated academy in an effort to deny it and others like it federal tax exemption, which the then Nixon administration was promoting. I love the way Stacy is standing up. And looking forward, she said, look, I can't go back and win 2018, but we can win 2020 and 2022 and every election going into the future. You know, and this year we just finished Black History Month. We're in Women's History Month. There's one person I'm thinking about in particular, Ida B. Wells Barnett. There is so much that needs doing. In Ida's words, the way to right wrongs is to turn the light of truth upon them.
I want to come back to this a little later in the broadcast, but so, because we got so much it needs to doing. There's a whole heap of help in this stuff that's got to get done around here, Jethro. Wow, man. But Hillary Clinton says she's not running for president. That's what she told News 12 Westchester. But she added she will continue, quote, working and speaking and standing up for what I believe. I want to be sure that people understand I'm going to continue to speak out. That's what she said. I'm not going anywhere. What's at stake in this country, the kinds of things that are happening right now are deeply troubling to me. We've gotten not just polarized, she says, we've gotten into really opposing camps unlike anything I've seen in my adult life. Here we go, another one of those adult life comments from the leftist. Yeah, so she's not running. Let me tell you why Clinton's not running. Number one, she has no political clout. Okay, that's number one. Number two, people are wondering, when are you going to prison? And she's going to start wondering. She's already wondering it. Trust me. They think they've got a gauntlet of protection. But I want to talk about the other people that are not running and put it into a bigger context and explain to you what's going on politically. Because it's not just that they're not running. It's the reason why, the underlying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Yeah. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The jockeying has begun with the Democrats, and I'm going to tell you, the smart candidates are saying, I want no part of this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Hillary Clinton has declared she's not going to run. She's just going to hang around and make the world less polarized, as she put it. Says she's never seen anything like these opposing camps in her adult life. Well, you know what? She presided as Secretary of State in the administration that was the most polarizing administration since 1860s. The Barack Obama polarization administration. You couldn't be more polarized between black and white, between men and women, between Muslim and Christian or Jew, between straight and gay. There was no part in our country where Barack Obama didn't put a wedge and widen it. Glad you guys are here. I think you learn a lot from what's not happening with them, I guess is the best way to put it. And Hillary Clinton deciding that she doesn't want to run says volumes. But there are other people that don't want to run. Eric Holder has announced he's not going to run for president in 2020. Now, I said he wasn't going to run when they first started floating the idea. I said there's no way Holder runs. You think Holder wants a level of introspection of his life to put in front of the world? Hillary Clinton already did it and she lost. And she needed to skulk off into obscurity, but she didn't. Because she still thought the deep state was going to bail her out, would vindicate her, and she could run. The deep state is not going to vindicate her, because if it would, she would run. Eric Holder says, here's what he says. With the depth and diversity of the current field of candidates and those who may still join, we will have a host of good options. What? As we like to say in the hood, Negro, please. A host of good options? Who? Who? Bernie retread Sanders? Joe retread Biden? Or is it the ingenues? Kamala sleep with my boss Harris? Cory Spartacus Booker? Julian Castro? What is was his name? I think that's his name. Who? Who is going to be the Pied Piper of Democrats' party? I mean, come on. Who? Oh, Kevin, Oprah or Michelle will run. Neither one of those black women want to dare put themselves at the scrutiny of Donald Trump, who will make no problem. He'll make mincemeat of them. Oh, Kevin, Michelle Obama, she's not. Okay, fine, believe it. I'm not doing one of these, I'll taunt you. Here's what I'll tell you. America's ready for a woman president and a black woman president, but it won't be Michelle Obama. She doesn't have the balls. She won't do it. Pardon the pun, but she won't do it. Maybe she does. Who knows? But she won't run for president because it'll put a level of scrutiny on her that she doesn't want. She will get no better than she is for her legacy than being first lady. That is the end of that. And Joe Biden, I've made a prediction. I believe it will be true, even though it looks like they're clearing the playing field for Joe Biden. Nobody wants Joe Biden. The left doesn't even want Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders is starting to figure this out himself. And I'll cover both the reason why both of these guys are in trouble. He said, Senator Bernie Sanders has some wind at his back as he makes a second straight bid for the Democratic president nomination. But a new poll suggests his age and self-identification as a Democratic socialist could hurt the independent senator for Vermont if he reaches the 2020 general election. They tested 11 different presidential characteristics among registered voters. The most widely accepted, being an African American, 87% said they were enthusiastic or comfortable. A white man, 86%. A woman, 84%. Gay or lesbian, 68%. Least popular, being over the age of 75, 37%. And a socialist, 25%. Bernie Sanders, at 77, is the oldest declared or potential presidential candidate in the 2020 field. Repeatedly labeled by Republicans as a socialist. They're all socialists. So go back and look at these other things. Bernie's a white male. And not Bernie, Joe Biden is a white male as well. He's well into his 70s. And he's got the legacy, and not a good one, of being Barack Obama's vice president. Bring in Michelle Obama. The most popular thing. African American, black, 87% enthusiastic. Woman, 84% enthusiastic. Bring her. You know what they won't be enthusiastic about? Learning about all the dirt. Let me tell you, the level of opposition research on Michelle Obama will choke a thoroughbred racehorse. And the left knows it. You can tout her all you want. She's not coming. Joe Biden won't run for president. I'm telling you right now, he won't run for president. That's my calculated guess. And I know it all sets up well for him, and you probably are thinking to yourselves, Kevin, there couldn't be a better time for Joe Biden. He lost multiple times. He deferred to Hillary, etc. Bring him on. You want to know why Joe Biden can't run for president? One, he's incompetent. Two, he's already said Hillary's better than I am, and she got her butt kicked. And let me tell you, he's right. Hillary was better than he was. Because, I mean, come on. It's like saying Hillary, the choice between Hillary and a chimpanzee. Oh, well, that's a little too tough. I would go with the chimpanzee. But you get what I'm saying? Find something that you can compare that would make it tight, and you get what I'm saying. Because Biden is an idiot. Adult. This race is going to go to somebody that the left doesn't give a crap about. A sacrificial lamb. Now, there are two more. Well, and before I even get into the people who've added themselves to the race, let me tell you what's happening at the bigger picture race. And if Biden drops out, it will definitely verify what I'm thinking here. These people know what's coming. They know what's happening to the party. The only way they can preserve themselves is to get out, is to say, I don't want to be when the shrapnel comes from the explosion that's inevitable. I don't want to be anywhere near it. The problem with Holder and Clinton is they are in it. Let me tell you who's not going to run. Bloomberg is not going to run. Bloomberg doesn't want to be associated with this. He's one of the richest men possibly in the field. He won't run. Steyer's already dropped out. Howard Schultz, anybody heard from him? Where's Schultz? Why are the left not talking about this man, former Democrat? You know why? Howard Schultz is the smartest of the candidates so far because he completely disavowed the Democrats and said, I'm going to run as an independent. I want nothing to do with them. So who's making headway? Two people have entered the fray now. John Hickenlooper, the former Colorado governor, and Jay Inslee, the current Washington governor. They figure, and this is what the article said, they have as good a shot as anybody. We're talking about Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren. She can't fundraise. Neither can Kamala Harris. And Cory Booker, his fundraising will be as anemic as anybody else. These are you can't get more high profile than this, and you still have people that nobody knows that are going, I'll enter, I'll get in. You want to know why? Because the Democrats are in total disarray. You following, folks? This is what I'm talking about. The New York Times said Hickenlooper is socially progressive pro-Democrat who calls himself an extreme moderate. They're even trying to come up with new names for themselves. His spokesperson compared a potential Hickenlooper Trump election to a Revenge of the Nerds type situation. They want this man to be looked at as a nerd. He's socially progressive, meaning, you know, he stands for nothing of any consequence, and he's a pro-business. Yeah, try to distinguish yourself from Donald Trump with that. That's the best you got. This person writes in this article, running as a nerd doesn't strike me as a winning formula in the Trump era. The Washington Post said, in a different year, he might be a strong contender as a reasonably successful and well-liked governor, middle-aged white guy. But he argues that it's as though Hickenlooper parachuted in from a few decades ago and has no idea how politics works in the year 2019. After the Democrats eat themselves, I mean, I'm talking about cannibalize their party, and the information that will come out in the next 18 months, they're done. If you're a smart Democrat, you're already starting to moonwalk back and get out of this. If you're a dumb one, maybe you figure you can make some hay. Most Democrats are dumb, so we'll see what happens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.